Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I know your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. Now, do you have a favorite book? Or who is your favorite author? If you don't like reading enough to have a favorite author, I suggest you do something about that. Well, today we're going to be learning about a story that is written by a very famous author. And what is the name of this story? It's called The Happy Prince. This short story was written by the wonderful and famous author Oscar Wilde. So let's find out what this story is all about and why someone like you should read it.
The Happy Prince. This quick read has important lessons for everyone. The statue of a young prince looks out over a city. It is a beautiful statue covered in gold and jewels. But things are not what they seem. The statue contains the soul of a real prince. In life, the prince was happy and carefree. But he didn't know about the suffering around him. Now, from his statue, he can see how hard life really is for his people.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 jewel 这个名词。Jewel 在这里是指宝石。例如 the jewels on the crown are worth over $10 million. 这个皇冠上的宝石价值超过$10,000,000。如果是复数型的 jewels, 可以指珠宝。例如 the jewels the movie star wore really complemented her gown. 这位电影明星所佩戴的珠宝让她的礼服变得更出色。珠宝也可以叫做 jewelry, 拼成 J-E-W-E-L-R-Y。不同的是Jewels 是可数的，但是 jewelry 却是一个集合名词。例如 ,Catherine put all her jewelry in a safety deposit box. Catherine 把自己的所有珠宝都放在保管箱里面。接下来我们看的是 suffering, 这个不可数名词。Suffering 原本是 suffer, 受苦这个动词的现在分词。当名词是指折磨、疼痛或者是痛苦。例如 the girl courageously dealt with the pain and suffering caused by the disease. 这个女孩勇敢面对疾病所带来的疼痛与折磨。或者是 after her breakup with Jack, Hannah kept all of her suffering inside and pretended to be fine. 和 Jack 分手之后 ,Hannah 隐藏所有的痛苦在心里,假装自己一切都好。或者是 the medication alleviated the patient's suffering.这个药物减缓了病人的痛苦。
So, Rebecca, who do I look like?
Well, you're smiling. So that means you're happy, you're wearing a crown, and you have a sword. Let me guess. You're the happy prince.
How did you guess, Rebecca?
It was just a lucky guess, really.
Yeah, sure. Our lesson today, of course, friends, is...The Happy Prince. And it's a short story. Have you ever read this story?
I thought I had, but actually, I don't think I really did.
Maybe the story you read was The Little Prince.
I think you are probably right. The Little Prince and The Happy Prince are two different stories.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I've read neither of those very famous stories. But I am excited to talk about The Happy Prince today.We read The Happy Prince. This quick read has important lessons for everyone. And before we start talking about this quick read, let's talk about that phrase. What is a quick read? This is something that you can read very fast or very quickly, like a short story.
For example, if I have time this weekend, I will look for a quick read. So maybe I'll go to the library...and look for a few short stories, or I'll look for a book that has several short stories in it, so I could quickly read through one or two of them.
Now, when else might you use this phrase, friends? Maybe you read something that you think is really interesting and you really want your friend to read it, but they don't have a lot of time. You could encourage them by saying, it's okay, it's a quick read, it won't take that long.
Some other books that I consider quick reads now are books for children or for young adults. So books that I used to read when I was in middle school, so maybe when I was 12 or 13, now looking back, I consider them quick reads because I can get through them very quickly.
So The Happy Prince is a quick read. Friends, if you're looking for an English book that you don't want to spend a lot of time on, maybe this is the book for you. We read about this story. The statue of a young prince looks out over a city. It is a beautiful statue covered in gold and jewels. So this is just the statue of a prince. However, we read, but things are not what they seem. Now, before we find out how they are not what they seem, this is a great phrase for you to know, friends. Things are not what they seem. Use this before sharing about how something is different than what it appears to be.
For example, there's this park in California called the Mystery Spot. Huh? And at this park, things are not what they seem. For example, you might see things that are kind of tilted or slanted just a little bit, or things might appear to be kind of unusual.
I want to go to the mystery park.
Yeah, but things really are not what they appear to be.
Interesting.
It's a very interesting place that you should go if you're ever in California.
Well, things are not what they seem. And in our story, of course, here's a statue of a prince, but it's more than just a statue. We read the statue contains the soul of a real prince. In life, the prince was happy and carefree. And that's another great word for you to know, especially you people out there who don't like to worry about anything, and maybe you don't have any troubles or real problems in life. You are carefree.
And this reminds me of children, especially children under the age of 5. I love watching them because they just seem so happy and carefree. They haven't allowed all the concerns of the world to fill their mind.
I know. Sometimes I miss being a kid and not having all the expectations of society on me. So I miss being carefree. I know a lot of people who seem to be carefree, and it's always fun being around them. Now, I want to point out there's a difference between the word carefree and careless.
Okay? Definitely, very big difference.
Carefree is not the same as careless, okay? If you're careless, that means you're really just not careful about where you're going and what you're doing. Maybe you put a glass of water on the edge of a table without thinking that it's kind of dangerous. It could fall off the table, right? You're a little bit careless.
That's right. Now, we're talking about this prince who is a statue, and in life, the prince was happy and carefree, but I guess we read about a problem. He didn't know about the suffering around him. Now, from his statue, he could see how hard life really is for his people.
So he didn't realize what the people were experiencing when he was actually alive, before he was a statue. So that's the suffering. Now, what could suffering be? What are different types of suffering?
Well, different types of suffering include not getting enough to eat, you know, starving, not being able to make enough money, having really terrible living conditions.
That's right.
Mice running around, cockroaches, dirt.
That's right. So I think of the same thing, less than quality living conditions, right? And there's a lot of suffering happening in the world around us today. Are our eyes opened? Are we seeing what's going on around us? Or are we kind of like the prince in real life, where we kind of ignore it or avoid it, or we just don't see it? Well, we do have more to learn about the happy prince, but right now it's time for us to be footloose and fancy free in
the Info Cloud.
Hello and welcome to InfoCloud. I travel a lot for performances now, which is wonderful, but miss the old days when I was a little bit more footloose and fancy-free.
Now, that's an interesting expression. Footloose, which is one word, means to not have any attachments or to do as you like. But a fancy can be a few things.
When we use it in the expression footloose and fancy-free, we are talking about being free of long-term commitments. A fancy can be an interest or a desire for something.
So when Rex was talking about the old days, he means the time when he was free to travel without a lot of time commitments.
Although we should also know that a fancy for someone or to fancy someone means to have a romantic interest.
So the expression footloose and fancy-free could also mean free of romantic commitments. But most times people use it to mean a period in their lives when they were free to do what they liked.
不喜欢被一些责任绑住,例如婚姻关系,热爱一个人自由自在,无拘无束的人,我们可以用 footloose and fancy-free 来形容他们。 Footloose 这个字有脚步轻盈利落,想走去哪就去哪里的含义, 而 fancy free 这个字代表一个人没有被一些理想或欲望绑住,特别是指浪漫的关系。有些人喜欢过单身的生活,想做什么就做什么,不需要跟另外一个人商量。Fancy 就是有幻想的, free 自由的,无拘束的,例如 Richard likes to be footloose and fancy-free. 理查喜欢自由自在的生活。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次请再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them so much. Experience is simply the name we give our mistakes. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. These are lines or quotes from Oscar Wilde. He indeed was a clever author, and he's the one who wrote The Happy Prince. That's what we're learning about right now. So let's continue.
The Happy Prince. But the prince has no way of helping them. He is, after all, a statue. Then he meets a tiny bird that agrees to help him make life easier for those who are less fortunate. The Happy Prince is not a novel. It is a short story. But it has become a classic of English literature. Written by Oscar Wilde, this story is a tale of friendship and sacrifice. It is also gently tragic. Though written for children, the story teaches important lessons to even the most hardened reader.
OK, 继续我们看的是 tragic 这个形容词, tragic 是指悲惨的或者是悲剧的, 例如 Oscar's tragic past didn't make him a bitter person, but a compassionate one. Oscar 悲惨的过往不但没有让他变得很苦读, 反倒让他成为一个富有同情心的人, 或者是 the earthquake resulted in a tragic loss of life, 这场地震造成了许多人不幸丧生, 它的名词是 tragedy, T-R-A-G-E-D-Y, 意思是 悲剧、灾难或者是悲惨性事件。例如, it's a tragedy that so many people lost their lives in the plane crash. 许多人在这场空难中丧生真的是太令人伤心。最后我们看的是 hardened reader, 这里面的 hardened 这个动词, hardened 是指变硬。例如, wait for the nail polish to harden before applying another layer. 你必须等这一层指甲油干了之后才能上另一层。 Harden 也可以指变得坚强或冷酷无情, 例如 all the hurt and rejection in life hardened the young girl's heart. 生命中的许多伤痛跟被拒绝让这个女孩子的心变刚硬了。 课文中的 hardened 是它的过去分词当形容词使用，意思是指老练的或者是有经验的。例如 a hardened journalist, 一位经验丰富的记者。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you very much, Michelle. All right, let's continue with our lesson about the happy prince. But the prince has no way of helping them. So he has no way of helping the people around him. After all, he's a statue. Now, before we continue, we want to talk about that phrase, after all, because it's a very useful phrase, okay? You use this to add info or information that shows that what you have just said is true. So maybe you've said something, and now you want to add some information by saying, after all.
For example, let's say that Jimmy was given the responsibility of cooking dinner for his entire family, but then he burnt his dinner. You could say, you shouldn't be upset at Jimmy. Jimmy is, after all, just a kid. He needed some extra help.
All right, so the information is, don't be upset at Jimmy. And here's the added information. He's just a kid, okay? So friends, think of other situations where you can use that phrase. The prince has no way of helping the people. After all, he's just a statue. Then he meets a tiny bird that agrees to help him make life easier for those who are less fortunate, for those who are suffering, right? Well, let's talk about that word fortunate. When do you feel fortunate? Sometimes we use this to mean the same thing as lucky. But the idea is that you have good things happen to you. Then you are fortunate.
For example, I think that my kitten Mittens is very fortunate
because she has an owner like you.
Yes, she has an owner like me, but she was abandoned by her mom when she was just a little baby and somebody found her. So now she has a sweet owner. Me.
Very sweet and fun owner, Rebecca Brittingham.
Oh, yes. That's
nice.
Right.
What a fortunate little kitty. So, friends, of course, you can be fortunate. I hope that all of us experience times where we're fortunate, but sometimes we feel like we're unfortunate, right? Mm. And unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time. We need to move on to the next paragraph. How does it begin?
The Happy Prince is not a novel. It is a short story. So, as you know, a novel is a long book. There are lots of pages and lots of chapters. But this is just a short story. But it has become a classic of English literature. Now, if something is a classic of English literature, this just means that you will often have to read this short story in an English literature class.
Yeah, except that I didn't.
Oh, well. Oftentimes you will.
And it's not too late. So we read here, written by Oscar Wilde. Now remember, I said some quotes from him earlier, some lines. He's got so many different lines and clever sayings. And he's the one that wrote this book. The story is a tale of friendship and sacrifice. So I guess I have yet to learn about that because I haven't read it. But those are great themes, friendship and sacrifice.
It is also gently tragic. Now, I don't often see these two words together, right?
Right.
I know tragic, I know gently, but gently tragic?
Yeah, so we just wanted to talk about the idea of using an adverb and an adjective that you wouldn't normally put together, because sometimes it can give a special feeling that you want to give to somebody. So our author here of this lesson says the story is gently tragic. Makes me think, what is that supposed to feel like?
Guess you gotta read the book to find out. Though written for children, the story teaches important lessons to even the most hardened reader. So it sounds like the story might actually soften someone's heart.
Oh, that's right. So if you have a hard heart, you need to have your heart softened, right? That means to make softer. Well, right now it's time for us to go and see what's happening with
the SC Challenge.
Go.
Yes. Hey everyone, I do believe that our contestants are ready for today's SC Challenge, which is about the Happy Prince. Let's go ahead and meet our very excited contestants. Who do we have?
Hi everyone, my name's Peter. I'm a happy teacher, not a happy prince.
Oh, he's not a happy prince, but he's a happy teacher. That's good. And who else do we have?
Hi, everyone. I'm David, and I'm going to win today.
Oh, nice. So David thinks he's going to win the challenge, but Peter thinks he's going to win. I wonder who's going to win. Well, let's just find out. And of course, you know what to do. Try to answer the questions, and let's see which of our contestants will be the fastest. So the first question I have for you, gentlemen, is, which of the following describes the young prince? A, a young man. B, an old man. C, a boy. Or D, a statue. Yes, Peter?
A boy?
A boy. That makes sense. But no, that's not the correct answer.
All right. I'm going to go with something crazy.
Yes.
It's a statue.
That's correct. Good job, David. David has 1 point. And yes, the young prince is a statue. A little strange, right? Well, let's go on to the next question. Number 2, what covered the statue? A, gold and silver. B, silver and pearls. C, gold and jewels. Or D, flowers and gold. Yes, Peter?
I'm going to say gold and jewels.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
That's the correct answer. Good job. So Peter has 1 point and David has 1 point. This is the tie, the game point, okay? So who agrees to help the prince? A, a dog. B, a bird. C, a boy. Or D, an elephant. Yes, David?
Is it C, a boy?
C, a boy. No, that's not correct. But good try. Yes, Peter?
What was the last one again?
D, an elephant.
No, I think it's got to be a bird.
A bird?
I'm feeling bird.
Are you sure?
Positive.
That's correct. Good job. So the answer is a bird. A bird did help the prince, who is a statue. And friends, I know that you got all the answers correct. Well, for today's SE Challenge, our winner is Peter. Good job, Peter. And David, next time you might win. And of course, friends, we'll see you next time.
Okay, Rebecca, how many of Oscar Wilde's writings have you read?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think I've read that many.
Oh.
But maybe I should read more.
Have you ever seen The Importance of Being Earnest?
I don't think I've actually ever seen that, but I've heard of it.
Oh, my goodness, Rebecca, you need to get more into Oscar Wilde. Thankfully, you can next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Thank you. See you then.
Cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.